This video is about the animation I created for my video series for my PhD, The Principles of a Trinary Universe. I realized that it would take a lot of time to create an animation series if I had to create a new animation for each video. So instead, I opted to make one video and reuse it for each subchapter of the book. The audio is all that actually mattered to me. The video just gives the listener something to look at while they listen to the audio. And the video gives me something to draw on if I need to illustrate something. And the music just adds to the experience that wizards like to create. But still, it needed to tell his story. So I took a recurring dream when I was a child. It was about a white wizard who becomes the light wizard. Now, wizards spelled with one Z represent a human that understands the light of God. In my dreams, I was a shepherd's dog, guarding a flock of sheep that the shepherd, called the white or light wizard, would try to train. The dog's job was to make sure the sheep listened and did what they were trained to do, which was to act more intelligent than just stupid sheep, thus becoming sheeple instead of just stupid sheep. Just a step up in the evolution of sheep. But sheep are just sheep when it comes down to it. You cannot teach sheep many tricks. Some might wake up, but most will just call the darkness the light, so they could claim they are in the light and enlightened, as if they actually knew what the light was. Sir Isaac Newton said that God was the force in all his equations. The Bible and Jesus stated that God was all light with no darkness. But the stupid sheep could never understand that they could never see the light with no darkness, because Newton proved humans can only see the darkness with no light. So if God is all light with no darkness, and the light wizard with two Z's is the light I call Trinary Energy. Trinary Energy is a name I made up so I would not have to use terms like light or God. Because the sheep believe that God does not physically exist and believe they can see the light. While my cousin Isaac Newton proved that the light of God exists, but you can only see the darkness. So I figured it's easier for the sheep if I call God Trinary Energy, so they would understand that it's real energy. Because no two sheep could ever describe what God is the same way twice. But Trinary Energy is very definable, so it's science. In my dreams, I created my reality. And all my tales are about the realities I created. I dreamed about technology that we did not have at the time. In my left hand, I held the staff of power that had a crystal ball on top of it. This crystal ball was a computer with a touchscreen monitor. It could be used to transport things using lightning and powered every device the wizards created, like helicopters that ran on light instead of the blood of the planet known as oil. There was once too many sheep to count and keep track of, but in the end, only one sheep remained, and I called her you. And I spent the rest of you's life trying to convince her she was the light. But in the end, you ran away from the light and was lost in the darkness forever. The sheep believed the light pushed away from them, as if it was shot out of a gun like a bullet, so they could never go into the light, because it was always being pushed away from them, instead of light being static in the universe in the zero dimension, and it was just everything in the third dimension that was moving through the universe. So the light never moves, we do. The truth is that the light is in every atom in the universe. So the Bible said that God is all light with no darkness, and my cousin Isaac Newton proved that there can be no light without darkness. sheep believed that God was a deity or spirit, if they believed that God existed at all. Because 95% of all the sheep only believed God was a deity or spirit. And 3.69% believed that God does not exist at all, which is the same definition for a deity or spirit, since that God did not physically exist. But only the wizards believe that God is all light with no darkness, because that literally means that God is light, and that light is inside every atom. Split that atom if you do not believe me, and you will see the light. It's the power of God. But the sheep do not believe that the atomic bomb is a weapon of mass destruction that uses the power of the light of God to fuel it. So training sheep to wake up and become sheeple is an impossible mission. The Light Wizard refers to the trinary energy that is in all life forms. In science, we see trinary energy as brain waves. So it's electricity, which is light, at a higher frequency. So trinary energy is full spectrum energy. And the Bible and Jesus stated God is all light with no darkness. Newton called it the light of God and proved there can be no light without the darkness. So there is a light and dark wizard. So the light wizard is in the flesh. And flesh is just meat, so it's just short for me. And my name is Flesh. And Sir Isaac Newton was a descendant of Jesus, but he did not believe in Christ, so his full name was Jesus Barabbas. So it was this Jesus who said he would return in the flesh, not Jesus Christ. But the wizard on top of this pyramid is the flesh he came back in. But it's not Jesus, he died. But in the video, I am the dog. And the dog is a wizard because wizards use spells. And dog is the backwards spell for God. So I am the light in the dog. And that old man is just a crazy old wizard who looks a lot like me in real life at this time. But not when I was a child. Because in my dreams, he was just an imaginary friend. Because as a child, I learned to use my imagination to create a universe that only I could see in my imagination. And only I could control it. Because my life was out of control. My parents were drug addicts. And getting me high was just my parents' idea of having fun. I was 39 years old before they told me I had autism. By that time, I already figured out that I had a high IQ. After 30 years of not getting high, I knew what it was like to be sober, but by that time I was already medically retired from the military. But his story is about the light and dark wizards in my dreams. I have to teach the sheep to wake up to the truth, but they were raised on the lies of the mainstream herd, so they only know lies. And will only believe in those lies, because that is herd mentality. Because they only believe what the herd has heard, and that is only what they were taught in school. And the male sheep shit they were taught in school was all lies. And I learned a long time ago that it does no good to try to teach this to people. Because I do not like it when they act like sheeple, which is a step down in the evolution of humans. So instead of insulting you, I will only talk to my sheep. And there is only one sheep left, and her name is you, spelled Y-E-W. So instead of insulting you, spelled Y-O-U, I will insult you, spelled Y-E-W. And she is a you, spelled E-W-E. And you are what you eat. And this stupid sheep eats from a yew tree called Taxus. So what comes out of you is you. So it's why I call her you. Because you have shit for brains, which is short for sheeple. The wizard spells define his story. And the sheeple never wake up to the truth because they have been poisoned by taxes. His story is not what mainstream tells. That wizard in the flesh is his story about the principles of a trinary universe. But it's told from the viewpoint of me as a child. Because I was in the third grade when I started writing the book the first time. I lost that copy, so I rewrote it again starting in 2012. So I figured, why change it? His story is not about what my lifetime's work amounted to. In fact, his story is work that was started back in the time the words, "God is all light with no darkness," was written in the Bible. And the last magician, Sir Isaac Newton, who was born under the Julian calendar on 25 December 1642. The Gregorian calendar changed his birth date to 4 January 1643. Then they dropped 10 days, making it the 14th of January, which is my birthday. And I was born in the sun of Corona at 3666 1/2 Valley View. My life is defined by events in history that deal with words and spells that cannot be explained as coincidences. And the militia and military still use the Julian calendar, so I was born on 25 December according to it. And by 1966, I knew what the light was because in 1666, Newton read those words and wondered, what type of light has no darkness? So he studied the light, and the light studied him. I inherited the complete work of my cousin Isaac Newton, who said, the light has three state changes, solid, semi-solid, and invisible. So it is Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Spirit. And by the third grade, my work begun when I learned that all atoms have these same state changes. So I found the answer that Newton was looking for, the type of light that has no darkness. I call the light with no darkness trinary energy. And so I told this to adults who told me to grow up, because adults never listen to children. Nor did my teachers ever listen to me. So I would get sent to the office for correcting teachers. This got me in the doghouse when my parents found out. So I decided to become the dog. So the dog in the video is me as a child. And I am talking to the sheep I am guarding. I am telling you that the ice age is coming. But the sheep keep saying that it will get better tomorrow. So I try to convince the sheep that the ice age will last for thousands of years. But the sheep will not listen. Just like adults did not listen to me when I told them that our brainwaves are electrical. Because they do not understand that means it's light at a different frequency. The last wizard, Nikola Tesla, taught me that. He said that light is everything in the universe. And adults just laughed at him, calling him a crazy old wizard. So why would I expect anything to ever change? The sheep will never understand that we are all light beings, and not flesh beings. Because the sheep is just an animal. It is the light that has intelligence. So it's the light wizard in the flesh. Animals that are stupid enough to eat from a yew tree called taxus have shit for brains. But to argue with a sheep that has shit for brains is an unrewarding job. The sheep just shits on me all day long. And all I do is chase this stupid sheep around the pyramid all day long. Skating on the ice that has formed on the pyramid, I tell the sheep that all its relatives had learned the truth and gone inside. But this sheep does not want to come in out of the cold. It wants to play outside. So it ice skates around the pyramid all day. So his story is about a sheep named Mew that has shit for brains from eating poison called taxus. But the sheep just looks at the dog and runs off into danger. And the dog must protect you. So the sheepdog has its work cut out. It needs to teach the sheep how the universe really works, because the adults are stupid for not listening to me. So I'll teach it to you. So listen to what I say and how I say it. Words are just spells to a wizard, but those that are poisoned by taxes will not understand what I have to say. By the third grade, my parents knew I had autism and they hid it from me. They told me it was for my own good if I did not know. So I had no idea what Asperger's syndrome was. But once I found out, I knew that Newton had it also. But I did not find that out till 2013. And by that time, I was over half a century old. 52 to be exact. So I was playing with a full deck. And I was already working on the book again. But this news changed the way I viewed reality. I learned for the first time in my life what it meant to be an Aspie. Because then it all made sense to me. Newton was thinking just like I do. But I had no idea that others did not think this way. This is an eye-opening concept that changed my life in ways hard to imagine. So I created this video to try to sort it out. I know that most people are neurotypical, meaning they have normal or typical brains. But in the realm of neurodiversity, calling people normal is degrading. Normal people think that autism means retarded, and that dumb means stupid. But by the third grade, my parents knew that I had an IQ over 180, so I was not stupid or retarded. But those below that IQ are. Knowing it would never stop me from calling everyone stupid, they hid my autistic way of thinking from me for my own good. Not that they could hide it for long. Eventually, I started getting very high scores on IQ tests, and the military noticed it. I joined the military and did my duty. I have 2 meritorious service medals and academic awards to prove it. But who cares about that after they medically retired me? No one really cares about disabled veterans. They just pretend to because it's politically correct. But reality is not what is real for most humans. For example, over 95% of all humans on this planet believe that God is a deity or spirit. And by definition, a deity or spirit is an entity that does not physically exist. And by definition, someone that believes in things that do not exist are insane. It does not take a person with over 180 IQ to figure that out. But to tell that to people will start a fight. So I only tell it to my sheep who I call you. So you are stupid if you believe in things that do not exist. Because God is real, because God is the light with no darkness. And just because you cannot see the light does not mean the light does not exist. Because Newton proved that in white light, there is a rainbow of colors that make up the darkness. So all you can see is the darkness, and you call it the light. But you cannot see the light, because there are many spectra of light that cannot be seen with your naked eyes. But they can be seen with electronic equipment that is designed to see invisible or full spectrum light. So I can prove the light exists. But you are too stupid to understand how the universe works. And you are too lazy to read the book. So I will create these videos so I can read the book to you. And I will try to explain how the universe works. So when I finish it, you will agree on one thing. Sheep never listen to even a military dog. You get impatient and try to argue with me every step of this journey into the book. Everything I say, you disagree with. And you will never give any reason why you disagree. And yell at me to prove it, knowing that I have a PhD that did. But you are too lazy or stupid to read it. So you cite one theory after the next because you do not understand that theories are not the truth. So I will tell you how stupid you are for not understanding this. The concept is simple. I can prove to you that every atom in the universe is created from light. It's made out of neutrinos. If you split an atom open, you will see the light. And neutrino detectors can detect the neutrinos from the split atom. So the sun is just a very large atom. If it explodes, a neutrino detector can detect the neutrinos, which get pushed by the wave of light coming from behind it. And you can see this dark light, which is short for the rainbow of colors that make up the light. But it is really just the darkness with no light. So we have light and dark light. Or light with no darkness and darkness with no light. I call it trinary energy, so there is no confusion about what I'm talking about. So I call the sun's core a trinary engine. And the planets and moons have one also. Only it's not as big. And the laws of physics work on the same principle. So now the trinary universe starts to make sense. The moon orbits the planet, the same as electrons orbit an atom. Which is the same as the Earth orbits the Sun, and the Sun orbits the galaxy. But I lost you. You just ran away screaming. I gave you a headache just thinking about that. Most people think I am crazy for pretending to be a dog talking to a sheep. But most of these people are insane because they believe in things that do not exist. And the VA might be right about me being schizoaffective. But I am not schizophrenic. My reality is based on what is real, and the light is real. But deities and spirits are not. And since God is all light, then God exists, because the light exists. So now it's time to bring on the lightning, because my cousin Benjamin Franklin said we are the lightning. And I am an ancestor of Thor. And being an ancestor of Thor, I can tell you I am a light being. For I is the light of God, and me is just short for meat, so it's the flesh, and I am the flesh. But that does not make me crazy for being the dog. Only a little backwards, if you know what I mean. When the lightning strikes and the white wizard appears on top of the pyramid, this is the part of my dreams as a child of an avatar I call the white wizard, which was this old man with long white hair and beard to go with it. I suppose he looks a lot like I do now, maybe a little older, a little wiser, but the old man on top of the mountain was just me, and I am the flesh. So the white wizard was hit by lightning and disappeared and came back as the light wizard. So all the memories about the light of God are in me. So his story is about the light of God that Sir Isaac Newton said was the force in all his equations. So now the wizard has come to talk to you and tell you his story about the principles of a trinary universe. So you must be patient and listen. Forget all that you know about science, because I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe, know it or know it not. Now the light wizard talks to you by telling you about the trinary universe, telling you that the universe operates on the principles of light, and the light does not move in the universe because it's static. So the universe moves around the light. And under a microscope, it's easier to see. If an atom disappears, it must go somewhere. And at the subatomic level, I can prove where that somewhere is. Think about each of these dimensions as being single dimensions. So we have the zero, first, second, and third dimension. When you can see the atom clearly and physically interact with it, then it's in all three dimensions at the same time. It is in its solid state, so I give it a value of 1. Newton called this the father, so it's in the third dimension, so it has width, height, and depth. Now when it shifts to its semi-solid state, I give it a value of -1. Newton called this the sun, so it's in the first or second dimension, but not the third dimension. So you cannot interact with it. You can hardly see it. It's not as light as the solid state, so it's the dark state. Where the solid state is matter, the semi-solid state is the antimatter. And when it disappears, it's in the zero dimension. Since it has no dimensions, it's invisible. So I give it a value of 0. And Newton called this the Holy Ghost or Spirit. So Trinity is about science. It's about the light of God, and it's not about Christ. Sir Isaac Newton proved that Christ was inserted into the Bible before the 8th century. So if you take Christ out of the Bible, there is only one Jesus. And we all know his last name is not Christ, because his full name was Jesus Barabbas. But you will deny his name 3 times. 1. Jesus. 2. Bar. 3. Abbas. Now you get mad and start a fight with me. But I am the sheepdog, and I will put the sheep in their place. And I will nip at your heels because I am a healer. Humans are a strange animal. Neurotypicals are even stranger to me than sheep. At least with sheep, I can understand why they would believe in things that do not exist, and do not believe in the things that do exist. But only a fool would do such things. So they have no clue as to what truth even means, as if there is more than one version of the truth. Either the light is everything in the universe or it is not. If it is, then every atom is created from neutrinos and light. So our bodies are made of atoms of light. So we are light beings. But the sheep think they are just animals made of flesh. But humans are also made of flesh. But when Jesus said he would return in the flesh, did he mean in an animal or in me who is the flesh that teaches the light of God as he did? I am not arrogant and I have no ego to feed. I was born this way. I have looked for people that think like I do all my life and found none. Tesla was the last wizard, but there were many in history. If I never found out I was autistic, this video would have been much different. Before I knew, I could not understand why everyone thought and spoke so different. I had to learn to act normal, which was stupid, because I could never learn how to think normal. I finally decided to be me and talk and write the way I wanted to. I decided it was not important to act like normal people, because I do not like them for good reason. Most of them are just assholes. Growing up, I just thought everyone was an asshole, and it was normal. The few people I have met that said they were on the spectrum of autism led me to believe it's more than just that, since none that I met thought anything like I do when it comes to the light. Other than the wizards I have acknowledged, I would say the rest of the human population is stupid, and I find no reason to sugarcoat it. They are stupid, but they are too arrogant, and their egos will never allow them to admit it. They are just like the rest of the sheep in the herd, only believing in what they heard. So I have no hope for the human race. The Ice Age will come, and the human race will die from their stupidity, because they are not intelligent enough to survive an Ice Age. If I had to guess, I would say they bred for all the wrong reasons, Intelligence was not a quality they cared about, so that trait got bred out of the race. In every century, only one or two wizards will be born, and the normal people will just treat them badly, as they have the other wizards and myself. So this wizard will just say the things I want to, and fade away into history, knowing that no one will understand what I'm saying. I understand why Newton wrote that his knowledge was wasted on fools, because this world is full of them, because it's normal. Resurrection is not about returning from the dead. It's about resurrecting memories of those who have died. And those memories are in the light in the Galactus. It's the concept of waking up the sheep so they will understand what the light is. And the sheep only see the darkness and call it the light. So then it makes more sense to raise the dead than to remember the light. But if I is the light, then you can kill me, but I will never die. So the light is eternal, all-knowing, all-seeing, and omnipotent. The dead is dead, and reality is what is real. And I will try to keep it real. God is energy, and not some entity that grants wishes if you worship and pray to it. That is called insanity, because God is the energy in all life, so it's the energy in you. So God will only help those that help themselves. But as a human, I have free will just like you do. And that free will does not give me the right to believe in things that are not real. But some people will not listen to me because they do not like the way I talk or write. So I do neither for them. I will talk and write the way a real wizard should. Real wizards are the most intelligent beings to have ever lived. So if you want to listen, fine. If not, who cares? I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. Wizards do not talk nor write like normal people, because normal people are stupid. A normal IQ means you are just a few IQ points away from being stupid. So I did not write this for normal people. That would be a waste of time, because they think free will gives them the right to have insane thoughts. And all normal people do is tell me to grow up. Get over it and act like normal people. They tell me that if I just acted normal, that everyone would listen to me, which is an insult to wizards. A wizard is a living entity that knows about the light and only talks about the truth of the light. And how do I know this? Because I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard in the flesh.